take good care of him. For he's all I have left in the world now.
Hurry aboard, gents! Come on now, Bristol!
Oh, didn't you get Jim?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Redruth, don't look so glum, man.
That's it. We're all aboard, coachman.
Very good, sir. Come on now, my beauties. Hey! Come on! Hey!
Here, Master Hawkins, Bristol Town.
Hey, look, see, there's a square in the south come to greet us.
Yes, I'm looking every inch the regular sea officer in that splendid blue coat.
fine day, Trelawney.
Yeah, here you are. Well, Joyce, my man, take the doctor's bags. Redruth, how did your old bones suffer the journey? Now, Lipsy, you must learn another trade. With this fine sea air, all diseases are banished. Have you found someone to take charge of your practice? Hawkins, you bear a fine name for a sailor, a great name for a sailor, the name of a great sailor. Tell me, your mother, is she well? I'm sure she is. Bravo. The ship's company is complete. We sail this evening.
What's this? A moment, Trelawney. Today?
The last I heard, you were complaining you couldn't raise half the men.
No, that was when I was depending on that fellow Blandley. Capital fellow to find a ship, Blandley. Got me the Hispaniola for the merest trifle. But no good at finding men. No. Oh, true, he found me a sailing master. A stiff man, but a treasure. But after that, I tell you, sir, I'd have been scuppered if I hadn't found myself a cook.
A cook? I don't follow you.
You would if you stop interrupting me with your maundering verbosity, my dear old friend. Yes, cook. Took him on in pity. Ex-seafarer, proved a real trump, knows everyone. Between us, we hire a crew of the toughest old salts you'll imagine. And a hero to boot.
Who?
The cook, man, the cook. Lost that fighting for old England, he told me. I don't mind admitting it brought a tear to my eye.
Lost what?
His leg, man, of course. His leg. What do you think?
We have a one-legged cook.
We have! Oh, and that reminds me. I must tell him that we sail on the tide. Now, Hawkins, you're the fellow for that. Keeps a spick little tavern at the far end of the docks, the Spyglass. Everyone knows it. Come along, boy. You're a seaman now. Can't have you questioning the master's orders. That'll never do. Look lively!
I makes my way down to the docks and passes by the quays. There's all manner of ships and seamen, everything you think would cause wonderment and joy in a young lad. But there's one thing pounding through my head every step of the way.
A seafaring man with one leg, Jim. Keep your weather eye open for a seafaring man with one leg.
Then I see it. The Spyglass Inn, the squire, sent me to find.
What is it you want for?
I'm sorry, ma'am. This is the Spyglass.
So?
And excuse me, but is it owned by a man with one leg?
It might be, and then it might not.
Only the squire, you see. He never said his name.
The squire? What squire would that be?
Mr. Trelawney.
Oh, that squire. The man you're wanting here, and his wife. Barbecue, boy here for you. What is it about?
Well, it's the squire, Mr. Trelawney. He's bought a ship. It's called the
Hispaniola. The Hispaniola, lad.
That's right, Mr. Barbecue.
And you're Jim Hawkins, I hear telling you. Welcome aboard, shipmate. Now, there's no reason you'd be afeard of me. Oh, and Barbecue ain't my real name. That's just what they call me. Morgan, tell this fine-looking lad me name.
That's John Silver, that is. Everyone knows Long John.
Yeah. Black Dog! Black Dog! Oh, stop him, it's Black Dog!
What's that, son? What kind of name is that for a man? Black what?
Dog, sir. Has Mr. Trelawney told you of the Buccaneers? He was one of them.
So, in my house. Dick, George Murray, run and catch him. A main now. One of those swabs, will he? You were drinking with him, Morgan. Step up here.
Mr. Silver, I
now, Morgan, you never clapped eyes on that black dog before, did you now?
No, not I, sir.
You didn't know his name, did you?
No, sir.
By the powers, this is good for you. Get back to your place for a lubber, Morgan. He's an honest man, that Morgan, isn't he? You'll understand, Hawkins. Because I like you. You're smart as paint, you are. I saw that the moment I clapped eyes on you. He's stupid, Tom Morgan is. But the good folks will not mind. He signed on with us for the cruise, he asked. You two's back soon. What happened?
Couldn't see him anywhere, Silver. I'm sorry, truly sorry.
You lost him. How'd you manage that? When I was a Navy Master Mariner, I'd have come up alongside him hand over hand and broached him with a couple of shakes, said I would.
But Hawkins.